This podcast is meant for mature audiences only and contains strong sexual language.
This is the Black and Kinky Lifestyle. With the bar and the bell.
All right, welcome to Black and Kinky Lifestyle. This is the Bomber.
And the bell.
And I really appreciate our short ass intro. The Bomber and the Bell. It's just so simple.
Now you're making it longer.
No, not technically. This is us now. This is no pre-recorded shit, man.
Uh-huh.
All right. This is the Bomber talking live. Okay. No sound effects, no background music, no nothing.
I mean, we do have an intro.
We do have an intro, and it's nice and short. You know, sometimes when I'm binging some of these podcasts, and I love these podcasts, and I'm not going to shout out who they are, but they know who they are. They have these long ass intros, man. I want to hear from you today, your episode. Shit. All right. Anyway, yeah, we got a lot to talk about. So in this episode, we're actually going to be talking about
decorating your room,
because we got a lot of feedback on our decorations at Naughty in New Orleans, and and we just wanted to give a few tips. Although there are a bunch of tips out there, we just want to share our take on those. But first, let's talk about our hit list. We're bringing the hit list back, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
So who's
yes.
on your hit list, Bomber?
My hit list. Yo, Susan Hayward. So we finished Orange is the New Black.
It was really good.
Yes.
It was a satisfying ending.
Yeah, I think it was. This is sad, yo. I feel like we've known them girls for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some sexy ones on there, too. Puse.
Yeah, Puse was a favorite.
Good Lord. She cleans up so well. I mean, even in prison, the bitch was looking good. The fuck, man? You know, people get ugly when they go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
But she was still looking delicious. Nappy hair and all. It didn't matter. But yeah, Susan Hayward on Orange is the New Black. So she played the warden in this season.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she's been acting since like the late 2000s.
Oh, really?
Actually, yeah. But I have not seen any of her shit. I haven't seen her face until the last season of Orange is the New Black, where she was like a CEO.
Yeah.
But yeah, she looked absolutely amazing. Like her eyes, she got these big eyes. She cleans up well. She got the natural hair going. She got these thick ass lips.
Her wigs on the show were terrible. But.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. She did. She had that fucking wig shit going on. But yo, her lips were fucking thick. And I love, you know how I feel about thick lips.
I know.
I don't give a fuck. You could be ugly as shit if you got some thick lips.
I don't have thick lips though.
Your lips, well, you don't have thin lips. Like you're like,
I have in between lips.
Yeah. Yeah. You got average lips. They're still very kissable.
Thank you.
Yes. But no, but your lips go with your face very well. You have a very pretty, pretty polished, like soft face. I feel like if you had thick lips, it would harden your whole look.
Really?
It just wouldn't work.
Mm.
It's like if I had face tattoos, it wouldn't work.
That yeah, no. Let's don't do that.
So anyway, Susan Hayward is from Atlanta, and I think she lives in New York now.
Mm.
My hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Holla at me. Who's on your hit list, Belle?
Dansom Idris. So he plays Franklin Saint on Snowfall. And like, I mean, he was already attractive to me, but the more gangsta he gets, like the more attractive he gets. And he's Nigerian, but British born. So he has an accent. He has the British accent, which we heard when he was in the episode of Black Mirror in Smithereens. So he was the intern that got kidnapped.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah.
I had no idea this dude was British. All these black, African, dark-skinned, handsome British dudes.
Yeah.
Just taking over Hollywood right now.
They are. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. But yeah, good-looking brother, you know. If y'all haven't watched Snowfall, it is an excellent show. Like, you know, it is clearly a time for that show because it really goes into the CIA's role in the crack epidemic that took place over the late 80s and early 90s. And it is absolutely amazing. The writing is out of control, but apparently the creator of the show, I feel like something.
Yeah, John Singleton. He passed away a couple months ago.
Which is really sad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your man, so he did Boys in the Hood. Mm-hmm. He did Higher Learning. Mm-hmm. I feel like he did a few other ones that are escaping me right now.
He did Baby Boy too, right?
So Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice. He did Rosewood, Shaft. Yeah, and you're right. He did do Baby Boys. Apparently Too Fast, Too Furious. That was a surprise. Four Brothers and Abduction.
What was Abduction?
I don't know.
Was that with Forrest Whitaker?
Nah. It was the one with that dude from the fucking vampire movies, the teen romance shit.
Oh, from Twilight?
Yeah. It was like the guy who played the werewolf. He's horrible. He's absolutely horrible. I don't know. Let's not talk about that one. We shouldn't even mention that one. But anyway, he's had a hell of a career. It's going to be interesting to see where Snowfall goes at this point.
Mm-hmm. It's doing some very interesting things that other, like, historically based crime dramas, I feel like, haven't done, mm-hmm. that are centered on Black characters.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's kind of reminded me of The Wire a little bit, in terms of just the creativity of the writing, how real it feels, and also it like subverts expectations but doesn't like do it as a plot device. It's literally like everything feels plausible, mm-hmm. and real, and not dated, despite the fact that it takes place, you know, mm-hmm. decades ago. So Sexy Man,
yes,
he reminds me of myself if I was a little bit more fit and younger,
mm-hmm.
and had a good smile when I was younger.
We have a good smile now.
Well, now, yeah. It took a lot of work to get there. Let's talk about... there are a few things I want to talk about. We had an interesting breakfast today, and I actually posted it on Instagram.
Well, I guess that was breakfast.
Yes, it was the first fucking meal of the day for me.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Fucking Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Yo, America should be fucking ashamed of themselves right now.
First of all, social media is crazy. Like, how social media gets... How Black Twitter gets people to do stuff or rally around stuff is just fucking incredible. And I don't know why we can't do it with more important shit than fucking chicken sandwiches. But right now it's chicken sandwiches.
Fucking chicken sandwiches. Popeye's chicken sandwiches sold out everywhere. Motherfuckers is waiting online like the fucking iPhone 20 just came out for a goddamn chicken sandwich. And when it runs out, there have been people getting cursed out.
Yes.
Like staff members cursed out. Where the fuck are the chicken sandwiches?
Just like fights and Popeyes and all kind of shit. People like scalping chicken sandwiches. Like, they only cost $3.99, but like sell them for $10 and shit. Like, it's ridiculous.
They're selling chicken sandwiches like crack.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I got a chicken sandwich right here. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if we start hearing news stories of people sucking dick for chicken sandwiches. Come on, baby. Niggas scratching their chest. Come on, baby. Just one bite. Give me that Popeye's chicken sandwich. It's like, goddamn shame, America.
Okay, so first of all, the sandwich is fire.
Like, it is fire. It's a good fucking sandwich.
It's a fucking amazing chicken sandwich. I'm just gonna put that out there, just so everybody's clear that I can kind of understand, because the shit is good.
I don't even like Popeyes.
Like, no, you hate. You despise Popeyes.
Fan, but when I bit into that sandwich, something happened. Like, at first, I was like, it's just chicken. And then I took another bite, and then I tasted the sauce. And I looked at the sandwich. Like, I tasted it, and I was like, oh my God, this is one of the best chicken sandwiches I've ever had in my life.
Right?
I was like, yo, the heavens opened up. Like, I felt, probably felt like somebody would feel the first time they try heroin or something. It's like, this feels amazing. And then you look at the chicken sandwich after you took a bite out of it, and you realize you got so much left because the chicken sandwich is so fucking big.
Big, yes.
It's like they took a whole chicken, removed the bone, and just put some sauce on it, some pickles, and then two slices of bread here.
buttery toasted bread.
Oh my goodness. It's a goddamn shame. We bought that chicken sandwich at the drive through. Fucking parking lot was full. We went to Wendy's next door
to eat our sandwich.
Shout out to Popeyes. Shout out to the Wendy's fucking empty ass parking lot, because nobody's eating Wendy's. Fuck that. So yeah, Belle and the Bomber, do give a thumbs up to
absolutely the two thumbs up to the Popeyes chicken sandwich, specifically the spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah, felt guilty as hell after though. Like, it felt like post nut clarity after, like when you watching some nasty ass porn, you watching the nastiest fucking porn. The fellas can relate to this one. You watching nasty ass porn, like motherfuckers is busting nuts on a chick, like there's a train of nuts, just, and it's just nasty. It's just wet, and it's sexy as hell until you bust that nut, and then after you're like looking at the screen with fucking knuckle nut, on your hand, you're like, what the fuck am I watching? This is fucking disgusting. My God, let me wash my hands and go to church. That's how I felt after I was done with this fucking chicken sandwich. Mm-mm. I felt the fucking cholesterol going down my throat. Like, I felt diabetes coming immediately. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I never have that feeling when I eat Chick-fil-A.
No,
but yeah, this Popeye chicken will have your ass guilty.
Yes.
What the fuck did I just do?
And with the itis too.
Shit, you got fucking, your hands is all greasy with like chicken bits between your fingers.
Oh,
and
but
shit.
It's so good.
What did I just do?
The chicken's so juicy.
Oh my God. Oh, definitely juicy. Nothing mm-hmm. dry about mm-hmm. it. Like, you can see the shine and glisten. Yeah. The chicken sheen. Oh my goodness. All right. So, and I'm still not hungry. We ate it a couple of hours ago.
We're not going to, are we going to talk about that? What are we doing later today?
Oh, yeah, sure. So we're going to dinner on Blanc.
Yes. Which is fun. Last year was kind of whack because of the location. And of course, with dinner on Blanc, it's a all white pop-up dinner. So you don't know where you're going until you get there. Until you literally get there, you meet at a meeting location like 10 or 15 minutes from the actual dinner location. You got to bring all your shit with you, so you got to bring chairs and a table and all your food. You can't bring no plasticware, anything like that. It has to be like real plates, real forks and spoons. You got to bring like decor for your table, all that kind of stuff, and everything has to be white or metallic. So you gotta have the white tablecloth and the white plates and, you know, silver spoons and all that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of work, but it's fun because you get to sit with your friends and the visuals are pretty awesome. So we're recording this before we get ready to head out for dinner on Blanc. And this happens around the country and internationally.
Yes.
So if you're interested in going in your city, you can just visit dinner on Blanc.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, people go all out to go to this thing. And like I said, it's mainly fun because people can't just leave, right? You got mm-hmm. a certain amount of time to be there. You put all this work into getting there. So people have an interest in making sure that they have a good time.
Yes.
And so you have thousands of people just in the same place having a good time. And it feels like some bougie ass shit. I'm not gonna lie, it's like the bougiest shit I've ever done in my life. You know, I grew up poor. I don't be doing shit like this. So it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we'll be doing that today. So before we get into the topic, I wanted to just check out some emails. And we appreciate the emails. Please email us at blackandkinkylifestyle@gmail.com. And so one of our emails comes from Reg. And so he writes, we are a black couple, been in the lifestyle for over 10 years. And I guess we are a young couple, 40 plus. Everything you guys talk about is 100%. We never been with a white couple, and we the black couple welcome black couples in when we see them at parties. Where we're from, we have hotel takeovers, and we realized that black couples didn't have a room. So they're explaining a situation where they were at
You're reading this email terribly.
Well, they didn't spell check, so
okay.
So, and I don't spell check either. It's okay. You don't have to spell check for the bomb and the bomber and the bell. Don't worry about that. So basically, they were saying that they were at a hotel party, hotel takeover, and they had a room, and there were a few black couples that were there, and so they invited the black couples to their room to hang out. And it turned out to be a good night. So we appreciate the love, you guys, and we appreciate you doing that, because certainly relevant to our episode today, because if you're in a position where you want to get folks into your hotel room, you want to get that hotel room prepared. You want to make sure that if people are leaving the party to come to a different party, that that party that's in your hotel room is the party spot to be in. So it has to smell good, it has to look good, it has to sound good, and it has to feel good. We'll get to that in a second. J&J. All right, J&J, you want to read this?
Hey guys, I'm a big fan of your podcast. I'm reaching out because I'm hoping you might be able to offer some advice. My wife and I are new to the lifestyle and are taking things slowly, making sure our communication and comfort levels are where we want them to be before diving headlong into the deep end of the pool. Our biggest problem so far, however, has been finding couples who are physically attractive for both of us. More often than not, the wife is hot and the husband is not.
Amen.
To my wife, at least. Many men seem not to be trying very hard, and many online profiles don't even show the man at all. Also, my wife tends to prefer black or brown men, but the Atlanta lifestyle scene so far has been overwhelmingly white. Yep, we felt that. It's not that she is impossibly picky. Men who are attractive to her regularly hit on her when she's out and living vanilla life, but those men likely are not in the lifestyle.
That's right.
Are unattached and or cheating on someone. I know some women are into hot wifing with vanilla men who hit on them, but we've been trying to make swinging our thing so that we can play together. It feels like we've looked everywhere. We're on SDC, supposedly the most popular site for the Atlanta area, and we've been to the local lifestyle clubs and meet and greets. We have made some friends, but we haven't found playmates because we haven't come across lifestyle men she actually finds physically attractive and can get excited about. If there's some secret to finding Atlanta couples with fit, she likes football player types.
Oh, and shit. Attractive. Okay. She might be asking too much.
And attractive non-white men, we haven't been able to figure it out. I hear you, J&J. It'd be rough in these streets. And I mean, we talked, I don't know, that was last year sometime. Yeah, it was last year that we went to Trapeze, that we were very surprised about. It's Atlanta, like, it's mad black people in Atlanta, but there was not a big crowd of black people at Trapeze. And it may have been the night and all that kind of stuff, but we've heard from other couples in that area that lifestyle really isn't popping for black folks in Atlanta. So I don't know if y'all are hiding now or having house parties or something, but y'all need to get together and talk to each other.
Right. Yeah, you do. And I wish we had more answers for you guys. I really do. This is a constant struggle, and we hear it on other podcasters. I'm sorry. We hear it from other podcasters. Even, you know, it's tough, man. You know, I'm on SLS a lot. I check it every day, and I am overwhelmed by a lot of 9-to-5s.
Yeah. I mean, so a red flag immediately is if there are no pictures of the man, or if there's like one really obscure, blurry picture, like, don't even waste your time, because you already know ain't something right. Either they're not a real couple, or he's unattractive and they're using her as bait. You know, a lot of times that's the situation when you don't see pictures of the guy. And then, yeah, I don't know, because you say, Bomber, that guys don't. That's not what they use to necessarily attract women.
Yeah, socially.
In vanilla life, socially.
No, it's not. It's all about the bling, the money, the success, and all of that stuff. But if But, you know, unfortunately, what that creates is a lot of couples where the women who have attracted their men with their physical attributes are with guys who attracted them with their power and their resources. And so, you know, these guys might be overweight and, you know, might not necessarily be taking care of themselves or whatever, while the girl is like, or the woman is looking fresh and clean. Now, so, you know, I think that one thing you have to accept is that it will take some time to find that couple that works for you. You know, I would say, you know, don't count out all white people.
Look, some of these white boys can surprise you.
Yes. But, you know, yeah, it'll take some time, and, you know, don't find yourself or catch yourself taking one for the team by any means. It will actually cause more problems in more cases, than solve them.
And, you know, try, like, that's why we like, hotel parties and group sex situations, because we can mix and match. So yeah, a one set couple may not have an attractive male partner, but there may be another couple where the male is attractive and the female isn't attractive, you know, to one of us. And so we can still play with them but not have to play with the set pairing.
Exactly. And that's happened a lot of times. I mean, you know, we talk about them more getaways, hotel socials, and we've done that a lot. There have been many times where I've played.
But he wants to play with somebody and they husband, it's not happening.
No deal. Unfortunately. And there's also some single guys or single girls that might be at this party that'll work for you guys. So, like I said, I mean, just like finding the love of your life, finding that couple of your life is going to be difficult. Finding that couple of the night is difficult. Yeah. So keep it going. Check out my, I did tweet something out on websites or swinger websites that are more popular and for specific areas of the country.
Just have to travel if that's something that you all are able to do.
Yeah.
Try to travel outside of your area to meet couples and go to events.
Now we're going to talk about a hotel party where a lot of the couples were really sexy and really young, and that wasn't even a good look. So we're going to talk about that later on. Some of the costs and benefits. Just be careful what you wish for. Last email from Jazz. Hello, Bomber and Bell. So we absolutely love your show. My husband and I are very new to the lifestyle, especially this past May at Saints and Sinners. So we find your podcast very educational and informative. Of course, we also find it funny and erotic. We have so many questions about how to choose our sexual partners, how our profiles should appear, how to not feel obligation or commitment at certain times, and so on. Your podcast gives us so much inspiration in the life, and we are absolutely we absolutely love your personalities. I'm sure if we were to meet at a party, we'd hit it off big time, and hopefully we will meet you at a party. You know where to find us. Okay. The more getaways. Yeah. Be on there. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's jump into the topic of the day. And that is spicing up your hotel room. So this isn't something that we placed a lot of stress on before we did it for the first time in NIN. And then after we did it, it's hard to go back. Like, I got to say, when we decorated our room, I was happy to walk into our hotel room every time.
Yeah, you were geeked.
I really was, because, like, I remember when we were on the Bliss cruise, I hated walking in our room. Mm. Like, I hated walking in our cabin. And it wasn't just about the size of the space. Like, it just didn't feel...
It didn't feel sexy.
And this time, every time we walked in our room, we had the music on, we had the lights, we had the scent. And when we walked in, and it felt like we were walking in a different world. We go in from the hotel room, and it just felt good. Like, I felt good being there. I felt sexy being there. It felt exclusive. It felt special. And anybody who came in that room or happened to see it when they were walking by our room, and we happened to have our door open, oh my goodness, they loved it. Check out our Instagram page if you haven't seen it yet. It doesn't do it quite justice because there was movement in some of our lights. And so we're going to talk about today how to get your hotel popping. Okay. But also how to do it on a budget, because it doesn't take that much money, doesn't take that much resources, just takes a little bit of creativity.
Yes.
All right. So sexting up your room on a budget. So we're going to talk about sights. I shouldn't say sights. We're going to talk about the senses, because it's all about stimulating those senses when somebody comes in the room. So we're going to talk about the sense of sight, because you know, in the lifestyle, this is probably the scent that we're using most often. Mm-hmm. We want to see some shit. Okay. We want to be excited. We want our eyes to be aroused. Okay. We want to get we're going to get the eyes hard and wet. You know what I mean? That didn't make any sense.
No.
All right, Belle, what are some things we should think about?
Well, taking away, I think, the harshness of the light in a room, you know, in hotel rooms often, and this could be for hotel rooms, or if you're just bringing people back to your home and you have, you know, a playroom set up or something like that. But taking away the harshness of the light, because bright white light, you know, it's going to give you hard angles and shadows where you don't want them, and not enhance things. But when you soften the light with, you know, reds and purples and blues, that really gives a more flattering look for Black people. And so this is gonna be really geeky, but like I did like stage production in high school, and we did lighting design. Mm-hmm. And one of the things our teacher told me, which I just have always remembered, is that you never light Black people in green light, because green light just makes us look sick and it doesn't make us look good.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So avoid green light, but blues, reds, purples, you know, sensuous colors, are good ways to stick with. Now you can do this with, you know, colored light bulbs. You can do it with like a little scarf over a lamp.
Yes.
You know where I'm laughing.
Yeah, no, Belle is laughing, because when I was younger, and yes, I was thinking about this shit when I was like 19. So me and my boys used to throw parties or whatever. You know, we didn't have no fucking money. And I was like, yo, we gotta do something with this crib, man. These fucking lamps, you know, your pop's lamps ain't gonna work. And so my boy had some red shirts. So we just put the red shirts over the lamps. Okay. Unfortunately, the red shirts were his gym shirts and funky as shit, like mad, the funky ass lamps, you know, the fucking light was heating up the shirt. So the shirt
was like warming the funk.
It was warming the funk. It turned up the humidity in the whole house. Now, we still managed to throw a good party that day, because I had some smell goods and we just had to, you know, spray the fucking shirts with his
pops.
But
y'all didn't think to like wash the shirts or get clean shirts?
Niggas ain't doing no laundry. Crazy.
Man.
Nah. I mean, it was a hot party, though. It went down. It wasn't no lifestyle shit, but it looked sexy. And the thing is, you know, they were red shirts, so it worked. It created a good ambiance, and that's what lights do.
Yes.
So you could get some red lights up in, you know, you could get them shits at the 99-cent store. You could go to Party City. You could order them off Amazon. You could also use, I think, like Halloween lights.
Yeah, like Christmas lights. String lights.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many varieties now. String lights. I think I saw at Target, they had on sale, because of, you know, all the seasonal stuff, some pineapple lights.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
pineapple,
yeah,
string
those
lights and, yeah, stuff like that. So you can get, you know, just get creative with it. But definitely add the lighting to, you know, have a mood. You can put the string of the rope lights like around the bed, the headboard, or, you know, in your little bar area. But there's so many different things that you can do with adding lighting, and it creates a mood, and it goes from just feeling like this generic hotel room to a more warm, inviting, sensuous space.
Yeah. Now, so when it comes to lights, we had like this kind of a water effect light. It sort of has this effect where it looks like it's
just like waves. It's like, yeah, wavy kind of.
Right. And it's just a soft movement. It's a slow movement. I mention that because one of the things I don't tend to like a lot, and some people like this, this is just my preference, is the disco lights, or the lights where you have little dots sort of flying all over the room, you know. It's like this, it's a little too erratic for me. It doesn't feel romantic or sensuous. It feels like party mode. You know, I think we saw this at one of the hotel takeovers we went to. And I just, I never, I don't like being in the room, in a room like that. Like, I want to be relaxed. I want to be, you know, I want it to be soft. I want it to be romantic. And that's, so that's, I'd say stay away from the disco lights. Make sure the lights match. You know, I wouldn't recommend putting white and red together, like white and red, like line lights or wire lights or whatever. What the
string
hell?
Lights.
String lights. Thank you. Shit. But yeah, get creative. You know, you can put them up on one wall, put them over the bedpost, line the bedpost, something like that.
And you can always get the little command. There are specific command strip hooks for lights. That you can put up that have the, like a smaller clip that can, you can just clip the string into if you want to hang something up. And command strips don't leave marks and stuff on walls, so you don't have any problems with your hotel. We had our stuff up the whole time, and you know, people came and cleaned our room. We didn't get any kind of note messages from the hotel or anything like that. As long as you ain't fucking around with the sprinklers and you're not like putting holes in the wall, they could care less.
Actually, they might have fun decorating. I mean, cleaning up your room if it's all decorated. Also, the battery operated candle lights. I think we're using some of those.
Yeah, so because you can't use open flame. So yeah.
So yeah, lights, you know, you can go online and see different examples. I think the, Priory Society make a big deal of this, and they tend to decorate their rooms pretty nice. All right, so let's move on to smell. Hotel rooms don't smell that good.
Well, they don't smell bad. They just don't have a smell sometimes, but sometimes they do smell bad. Sometimes they smell like cleaning products, I don't like, cause so it makes it smell like, what is it? Like sterile.
Yes.
Kind of. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Smells germ-free, but that's still not sexy.
No.
All right. So
you want, again, talking about this warm, sensuous kind of feeling. So you want, you know, scents like lavender and vanilla, you know, sandalwood. And this is easy. You can pick up plugins and do them if you want. Also, if you want to do something a little more upscale and glamorous, you can get like the diffuser.
The diffuser?
Yeah, like essential oil diffuser.
Like you can see the steam coming out of them. Oh, yeah, those look nice.
Yeah, get the essential oil diffuser and, you know, have your different oils and different things
like
that.
And some of those light up too, don't they?
Yeah, some of those light up and have the different color-changing lights. And those are pretty much available everywhere. But really think about, you know, what do you want the scent profile to be? Because then after you have a really hot session, like, don't nobody want to be smelling like Badisi in the room.
I like that smell.
I know. But if you're going to have multiple sessions, you want to keep it fresh.
Listen, I wish they made a Debussy like scented candle. That shit would have been great for me back in high school. Every time my friends come over, yo, I was fucking all day. The fuck were you doing? Yeah, so.
So yeah, so think about the scent, making, you know, making sure the scent is welcoming and inviting. I usually don't like, and this is just personal preference, I don't like food scents. Like vanilla, a light vanilla is okay, but when we started getting into like cookies and like
apple pies
and those kind of scents, I'm not here for
it. Like this ain't Thanksgiving, nigga. This is we fucking
right.
It's like grandma's house. The fuck are you doing? All right. Anything else about smell?
Nah.
All right. Hearing. I think this is an easy one. So we're going to talk about this later on.
Okay.
So no, I mean we're going to talk about hearing, but there's like we're going to talk more about this later on. Listen. These online streaming services are not that expensive. Okay. Spotify, Pandora, SoundCloud. Okay. They're not that expensive. You know, get yourself a Bluetooth speaker. You can play music from those Bluetooth speakers. You don't want to walk into a silent hotel room, okay? You want that music to be playing. Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking about the whole environment has to be welcoming. So you don't want to have, you don't want to be playing music from a streaming service or the free account because some of the ads will pop up.
Right.
Let me tell you something. If you're sitting there thinking, well, you know, what's the big deal about ads? Let me tell you how bad it can be, okay? We're going to talk about another example. But let's say there was an ad to an ad to treat explosive chronic diarrhea.
Oh, God.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
You are knee deep in DP ass.
You hear an ad.
And you hear an ad.
Irritable. No.
Come on. Talk to your doctor.
No, that's terrible.
About butt problems.
Because you know they be listening. So they know you like doing, you fucking and all this other shit. So they're gonna customize the ads, yes, to what you're doing. And then you're going to get some crazy shit.
Like, if you have pus dripping from your dick, right, you need to go to your doctor immediately. Call this number.
Or like the erectile dysfunction, yes, ad. Yes.
Like, no, okay? Free, like, get the paid subscriptions or, you know, I don't know, create a playlist. Do something. But make sure that there's no awkward disruptions to the music. The music matters. It sets the mood. Belle, can you what are some like Spotify playlists that you typically play?
Oh, I like I think there's one, Love, Sex and Water.
Love, Sex and Water.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like the best thing in the world for me. You know how I feel about
I
water.
I know you do, yeah.
Shit. Love, Sex, and Water?
Yeah, Love, Sex, and Water. That's the playlist. That's one of the ones I like.
Lord have mercy.
There's also
me.
The Sweet Sweet is another good one. And we were listening to Her Radio earlier, and I like some of the songs on
Oh
there.
Yeah, she has a really nice sound. That's mm-hmm. that's a sound. Like, I think when it comes to music, you want to strike a balance between, you know, like baby making music and just chill music. Mm-hmm. You want it to sort of be the kind of chill music that if something popped off, it would still work and you wouldn't have to switch the playlist.
Right.
But you don't want to be sitting there sort of getting to know each other and, you know, I don't know, R. Kelly comes on or some other, like, you know, you don't want like Pop That Pussy Like This, you know, coming on while
or
you guys,
maybe you do.
Maybe. So yeah. So check out some of those. I think experiment. Spotify has a lot of chill, relaxed playlists.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to stick with that. I wouldn't say like play hardcore trap music. Well, actually that might not be bad for some. Read the room.
Yes, read the room.
I know when I have white people come to the room, I'm not playing trap music.
Depends on the white people.
White people have surprised me though.
Yes.
I've met countless white people who know a hell of a lot more about trap music than I do.
Yep.
All right. So that's hearing. I think those are the more important ones. I have taste here, but taste is more so around, you know, just the drinks and the snacks that you might have out.
You don't want people to have to leave for anything.
Yeah.
Cause that just, not that you're trying to trap them, but you don't want to disrupt the flow. Mm-hmm. So you want to have drinks, you know, available for folks. You may have a few snacks or something like that, in the room, you know, keep it simple.
Water. Make sure you have water,
yeah, bottled
water in the room. They're going to need that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you don't have to go running around for water. Make sure that there's ice. You know, we try to request a refrigerator in our room if there's not one, mm-hmm. Just so we can have all our beverages and stuff like that.
Yeah, mints, sometimes that's good.
Yeah, definitely mints. Freshen the breath. Mm-hmm. You know, there's stuff in the bathroom that's always good, having wipes available.
Yep.
For various uses, mm-hmm. and mouthwash, yep, as well, you know, just so you can freshen up, or, you know, as you're switching partners and you've performed some oral or something like that, you can swish out with some mouthwash.
Also, make sure the temperature in the room is right.
Yes, you want people to feel comfortable being naked.
Right.
So you want to make sure it's not too cold, mm-hmm. and it's not too hot. You don't want people sweating.
Right. I'd say like on a hot day, I would go like late 70s when it comes to the temperature of the room.
Mm-hmm.
On one of the cooler, colder months, sometimes you want it to be a little bit more crisper
mm-hmm.
in the late 70s, early 80s, maybe.
Yeah.
So keep that stuff in mind. Oh shit, we were at taste, and I went to touch. My bad.
Sorry.
Touch is about temperature. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, but we talked about taste
and massage oil.
Yes. Yes. Definitely massage oils. your lube. Mm-hmm. You know, have your lube ready and available. You know, there's this new thing. I forget what it's called, but that we saw it at Naughty where it's like a lube warmer. And oh. It's like sexy looking. It's like this little oval thing. You just stick your hand underneath it and it shoots out warm lube.
That is nice.
Yeah.
I got some warm lube in my pants right now.
Ew. Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, those are different things to think about in terms of when you're going to be interacting with folks.
Yeah. And just one thing about the music I forgot to mention. you know, what we did when we were naughty in New Orleans, you know, we would have one phone on us because we were just together. And we'd leave one phone in the room so that the music would just be playing from that phone when we walked in.
Yeah.
Or when we brought a couple in, it would already be there. No time wasted trying to find a playlist, trying to ask, oh, what do you guys want to listen to? Fuck all that. The music's already playing.
Right.
Let's get some drinks. Let's get it popping.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you can, and this is less about the room setup and more about transitioning, but always can have, you know, your games. Bomber likes his games.
Yes, I like my games. But sometimes if your room is so sexy, people just want to take off their clothes and just fuck as soon as they walk in, you don't need no motherfucking games. Fuck.
Yes.
All right. So a lot of this stuff is not expensive, man. You could spice up your room for like $30-$40.
Mm-hmm.
Not even that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Amazon, 99-cent store.
You like I said, Target shit. Clearance.
Yep.
Dollar store. Yep. All that kind of stuff.
All right. Let's get down to the not so fucking sticky pages this week because we don't really have a sexy story for you, just an experience.
I mean, we still fuck.
We did.
I mean, each other. But
we did, and which is always fine. I mean,
yes,
you know,
we enjoy fucking each other.
That's right. No shame in that game at all.
Mm-mm.
And so we took a trip to New York, and on the way we decided to stop in New Jersey mm-hmm. for a hotel party. Now, just to preface this, you know, our hotel party, we've only gone to two. I want to say we've gone to two different. We've gone to a more hotels getaway parties, and then
right.
we went to another hotel getaway hotel party.
Yes.
And both of them were pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the basic setup. But both of them just included people going to a hotel room,
to
dressing
fuck.
Down,
mm-hmm.
and eventually fucking.
Yes.
that's what the hotel party was like. At the end of the night, everybody probably fucked.
Yes.
And that is what we have come to expect
right.
from hotel parties.
Yeah.
Okay? So I just needed to say that. That is what we expect from hotel parties. That might not necessarily be what all hotel swinger parties look like, but that's what we expected. We didn't get that here. So
show up, take your clothes off, fuck. Well, talk a little bit, then fuck.
Yeah. Introduce each other, then fuck, whatever. All right. So let's talk about what went down at this party. So we walk in, and what did we immediately notice?
There was a lot of people not fucking. At least that was my first observation. And this was a key observation because we showed up to this party late.
That's right. I expected everybody to at least be dressed down, sweat it all up.
Right. Like it was 1 o'clock in the morning, I think, mm-hmm. when we got there.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna walk in and they'd be like, oh shit, fresh meat.
Right.
Take off that wrapper. Let's get started.
I don't know about all that, but yeah. Mm. So I just know like when we first walked in, I was like, oh, like lots of people have their clothes on and
right.
not very many people are having sex.
Nope.
And so I was like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. So we were like, okay, well, let's see who's here and talk to people and all of that. So we started mingling.
Yes, we mingled. And we met the host. The host was pretty cool. The host, so there were probably three couples there that were about this shit, that were about this life. Okay. Two of them were older. And then there was the host couple, which was a very sexy couple. And the wife or the girlfriend, I'm not sure if they're married or not. But she was dressed down. Like mm-hmm. she was the one who looked like she was ready to go. You know, she introduced herself, said what it's all about. And that was cool. And mm-hmm. we talked to a few people. You know, there was this one couple we talked to. The guy seemed really friendly. The girl seemed like she didn't want to be touched or spoken to. Whatever. And I was like, well, you ain't really all that, but it's fine. So we, you know, walking around, we noticed that the only people that were playing were these three couples, and there were like at least like 12
people in there. And it wasn't even that like everybody else was watching.
Nah.
They were just there.
Some people were dancing, some people were just sitting around.
Were people dancing?
Yeah, there were a couple people just dancing. Oh. Like kind of slow dancing. Like
it didn't look like
a lifestyle hotel party. It felt to me like a hotel party.
Like a hotel party.
Three couples were just like, we got some beds here. Let's have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest were like, nah, this is a hotel party. You know?
Yeah.
People weren't dressed down. They were just standing there. And nobody really looked like, I mean, I don't know if they were shy or what, mm-hmm. but I don't know. The crowd looked sexy.
It did look sexy. It was a sexy looking crowd.
Very sexy looking crowd. They were younger, a lot of them under their 30s.
And these were black people.
Yeah.
Black and brown
people. Very diverse crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't seem that fun. The crowd did not seem like that much fun.
And I know, so it is not mandatory, because mm-hmm. someone's asked me this. It's not mandatory at a hotel party for you to have sex.
No, it's
like,
not.
You mm-hmm. don't have to have sex with your partner. You don't have to have sex with other people. That is not mandatory. Some people just like to be with their partner. Or just be in a sexy atmosphere and get hot and turned on and go do something else at home, right?
Right.
So you don't have to, you know, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to engage anything. But this wasn't even really a sexy atmosphere. I just don't know what folks were getting.
Yeah,
from
I don't
being
know.
There.
Well, so what I suspect was that. So this is kind of how I thought about it, and it made sense later on.
Mm-hmm.
But it might have been more so of a sort of a meet and greet kind of thing.
Well, that makes more
sense. Because the host couple really did make a big deal out of reserving multiple rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So people were getting those rooms. And I think in the invite somewhere it said something about, you know.
Oh, there are private rooms people were going to?
Well, rooms that they paid for.
Oh. Yeah.
So some people had rooms and they sold out of their rooms.
Oh.
So if you think about it as like when you're at a hotel takeover and like there's some people that have their doors open.
Right.
And they're like, they have people in there. That's sort of how you could treat that.
Okay.
You know, although I think they were charging a little much for that, but whatever, they supplied the alcohol. So that was cool. I think what they also did really well, what I liked was the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
They did have some really sexy lighting.
Yes.
And that was pretty cool. So let's get to the music thing. So, let me tell you how awkward it can get. So I am knee deep in the Bell's pussy.
Really? Knee deep?
Yes. We are fucking.
Yes.
Like I got you and I'm smashing it. I got you in one of my favorite positions.
Mm-hmm.
Your leg is up. I got my dick inside you. I'm like in there. You can hear the pounding.
Mm-hmm.
And so in between pounding, right, I hear the music, but then the music stops suddenly.
Mm.
And then I hear the three letters I never want to hear at a lifestyle event. HIV. A fucking HIV commercial.
Yeah.
Comes on and it's blasting through the speakers.
Yeah.
It's talking about the importance of getting tested. And transmission and all of that information is really important.
It's very important.
It was just the wrong time for that.
Yes.
First of all, it's too late. I'm already
in the pussy.
I am knee deep in some pussy right now. And I literally say out loud, I'm like my dick kind of loses it a little bit. I lose my fucking mojo. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, there's this guy, you know, one of the three couples like on the other bed. And I'm like, that fucked me up just now. And he stopped too. He had already stopped before I did. He was like, yeah, it fucked me up too. And so I find out that they're playing music from a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
No one should be doing this shit in 2019. You should not have your playlist on. The only reason why that might be happening mm-hmm. is because you have the videos playing on the screen, right, in which case I think there are better ways to do that.
Yes.
And sometimes these music videos are pretty fucking awesome. We were watching a few last night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch music videos anymore, so sometimes that's the only we get drunk and start watching fucking music videos.
Yeah, that's actually what we do.
Yeah. It's a thing. It just happens naturally.
Yes.
So that's cool. But if you're just playing the fucking YouTube videos from your phone and that's what's hooked up, if you can afford a fucking Bluetooth,
right,
don't be playing your goddamn playlist from YouTube. Don't do that. Don't do that. Like, people, stop doing that shit, man. All right. So that was our not so sticky pages. You know, hopefully we'll have some better sticky pitch. I'm just so fucking done with this summer.
Because we're not doing anything lifestyle this weekend, which is the first in a while.
Right. It is. Yeah, we're not doing anything lifestyle this weekend. And I, for one, am happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
Because
totally cool.
Next weekend, you know, we need to get our energy up for this Afro-Caribbean pool party. By Amore Getaways, hosted by none other than the Bomber and the Bell. We're really looking forward to that. We're seeing some sexy ass motherfucking faces on the guest list. We're really looking forward to seeing some of our fans there.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to turn it out.
Yes. We got some games for y'all. We're actually not prepared, but we will be by Saturday.
No, we're going to be.
I can only take one event at a time. This weekend is dinner on Blanc.
Yeah.
Next weekend is pool party.
Right. Yeah. And it's going to be a really good time. We hope that you guys can make it. Honestly, I'm ready to say goodbye to this summer. I'm ready for it to get cool and cold again.
Yeah.
This
will be a good send off, though.
It will be. It'll be great. You know, the water is going to be nice and warm. Sun is going to be out. Weather's looking promising so far, and even if it rains, I don't give a fuck. We still gonna be there, rain or motherfucking shine.
Absolutely.
All right, so yo, thanks for tuning in. Email us at blackandkinkylifestyle@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Instagram. We really appreciate the love. We've been seeing some of the ratings. Please do rate us on iTunes or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. It really does help us out. We appreciate the love. If you guys have any questions, hell, even if you have negative feedback, any you know, advice you have on how to make the show better, we really appreciate it. Shout out to The Sweet Life for shouting us out on their last episode.
Yes.
And shout out to everybody else out there that tune in and have not gotten tired of our voices yet. But this is the Bell and the Bomber signing off.
Bye.
Peace out. Black and kinky, black and kinky. Black and kinky lifestyle.